风塔之音服务圆月聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年2月3日星期日，我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了圣爱着我们以及我们圣爱着达叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典不教老坛老课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 We continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 6, Purusha Sukta, confirmed. Today you read from text 27 and 28.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博迦瓦坛第二篇第六章，赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第26和第27诗节，27和28诗节，对不起。
Gatayo
Gatayo
Matayash
Matayash
Chaiva
Chaiva
Gatayo Matayash Chaiva
Gatayo Matayash Chaiva
Prayachitam
Prayachitam
Samarpanam
Samarpanam
Prayachitam Samarpanam
Prayachitam Samarpanam
Purushavaya Vayair
Purushavayare
Ete
Ete
Purushavaya Vayairete
Purushavaya Vayairete
Sambara
Sambara
Sambritta
Sambritta
Maya
Maya
Sambara Sambritta Maya
Sambara Sambritta Maya
Gatayo Mataya Cheva
Gatayo Mataya Cheva
Prayachitam Samarpanam
Prayachitam samarpanam
Purushavaya vayairete
Purushavaya vayairete
Sambhara sambrita maya
Sambhara sambrita maya
Okay, word for word.
四对四。
Gataya
Gataya 向至尊的目标 Vishnu 进展。
Mataya
Mataya崇拜半神人
加
加也
Eva
Eva 必然的
Prayachitam
Prayachitam 补偿
Samarpanam
Samarpanam 至尊的供奉
Purusha
Purusha 至尊人格守神
Avayavai
Avayavai从至尊人格守神的身体的部分
Ete
Ete 这些
Sambhara
Sambhara 成分
Sambrita
Sambrita 被安排
Maya
Maya 被我
Translation and Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供译文，因此我必须安排从人格守神的各个部分取得祭司所需要的所有这些材料和用品，最后通过呼唤半神人们的名字逐渐达到了最终的目标 Vishnu， 这样酬谢和最终的供奉就完成了。要旨，这节诗 特别强调了一切供给的源头至尊主，这位至尊人，而不是他不具有人格特征的梵光。举行祭祀的最终的目标是取悦至尊主 Narayana， 吟唱伟达赞歌就是为了达到这个目的。取悦 Narayana 可以使人有一个成功的人生，并在离开物质躯体后进入灵性王国瓦昆塔，与 Narayana 直接交往联谊。Do you want me to read the translation again, or you are...
No, I will read the translations together.
Okay.
28 now. It is Samrita Sambhara Purusha Vaya Vairayam Tamevam Purusham Yagyam Tanevayajam Ishvaram. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
第二十八十节，译文和要旨由希拉帕帕提供。译文：我用祭祀的享受者至尊主身体的各个部分，制造了祭祀的材料和用品，然后举行祭祀以取悦至尊主。要旨：人民大众始终渴望心灵平静及世界和平，但却不知道如何在物质世界里获得这一切，这要靠举行祭祀和苦修来获得。《佛教梵歌》第五章的第二十九十节就只是说，完全意识到我的人知道我是一切祭祀和苦行的最终受益者，是一切星球和半神人的至尊主，是众生的恩人和祝愿者，因此获得平静，不再受物质痛苦的折磨。令活动瑜伽的人知道至尊主是所有祭祀和苦行的真正享受者和维护者，也知道至尊主是所有星球的至尊拥有者和众生真正的朋友。具有这些知识的活动瑜伽师，通过与至尊主纯粹的奉献者交往联谊，逐渐地变成了纯粹的奉献者，因而能够摆脱物质的束缚。这个物质世界中的第一个生物体 Brahma 教导我们祭祀这一方法。祭祀意思表示为取悦满足一个人而贡献出自己的利益，那是一切活动的方向。每个人都在为他牺牲，每个人都在为他人牺牲自己的利益，对象要么是家庭、社会、团体、国家，要么是整个人类社会。但如果人们为取悦至尊主而举行这些祭祀，做出牺牲，那他们就会达到做祭祀的完美境界。由于至尊主是一切的拥有者，众生的朋友，由于至尊主是举行祭祀之人的维护者和祭祀用品的供应者，所以只有他才应该是一切祭祀取悦和满足的对象，而不是别人。整个世界都在为增长知识、提高社会素质、发展经济和改善人类处境而贡献精力，但却没有人有兴趣按《佛家梵歌》中的劝告去做，为取悦至尊主做出贡献。正因为如此，世界上没有和平。人类如果真想要世界的和平，就必须为取悦和满足至尊的拥有者及其众生的朋友而献祭。
Okay, both translations.
Yeah.Because I'm using the 第二七节的译文，因此我必须安排从人格守神的各个部分取得祭祀所需要的所有这些材料和用品，最后通过呼唤半神人们的名字，逐渐达到了最终的目标 Vishnu， 这样酬谢和最终的奉献就算完成了。
Amagena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Lord Brahma very clear indicating that yes, showing gratitude through the form of sacrifice means to perform sacrifice for the pleasure of the Supreme Person.
所以在这里呢，主 Brahma 他就非常的清晰地指出了，通过祭祀去表达感激之情，是为了要表达对至尊人格守神的感激之情，是为了要让他开心。
Illusory energy gives us the impression that many things are just coming from nature, and we tend to we tend to not be aware that beyond all nature, beyond every manifestation in this material nature, there is a personality.
所以呢，这个虚幻的能量让我们感觉到很多我们所需要的事物呢是来自于自然的，而让我们没有办法去感受到在自然之上有一个有一个人的存在。
In particular in Western culture, outside of Vedic culture, people do not see there are personalities that they are manipulating all these different energies to facilitate our existence within this material world.
在西方的文化，特别是在伟达文化之外的这些文化呢，就没有办法看到在自然的之上有一些各种各样的这些人物在维护着我们在物质存在中的所有的这些生活所需。
So we take it for granted. We receive all these benefits from material nature, and you say, well, it's normal. We don't see there are personalities that are actually making sure that we get all these material facilities.
所以呢，我们就会想当然的认为，所有的这一切全部都是来自于物质自然的，而没有一个人在他们的这个物质自然的背后，在确保着我们能够得到所有的这些设施。
It's just energy.
所以这只是一种能量而已。
But nobody thinks about the personalities that are releasing this energy.
所以我们并没有去意识到其实是有一个人他在去操纵着这些能量。
So that's why in the Vedic culture, they're aware. They're aware that there are so many demigods, they are providing for all the different necessities of life.
但是呢，伟达的文化，他们就意识到了有很多的半神人是在为我们提供着所有的这些生活所需。
And the lower understanding of the Vedas, lower practice of the Vedas, they perform sacrifices for the different demigods to satisfy the particular demigods in order to get their material necessities fulfilled.
所以说呢，那些伟达的知系者们，他们就会去为各种各样的这个半神人去举行一些祭祀的仪式，然后再通过为半神人举行这些祭祀仪式呢，使他们的一些物质需求就能够得到满足。
Like we say, when you travel in India, and we see most of the people who are affected by Vedic culture, most of the people they worship some particular demigod.
那我们在印度旅行的时候呢，就可以看到印度人大部分的人他们都会被一些这个半神人所吸引，他们都会去崇拜着，就他们都是被这个伟达文化所影响，然后呢，他们都会去崇拜这样或那样的半神人。
So if they have some particular necessity or in some trouble, they know which demigod they should approach.
如果他们有一些需求或者说他们有一些问题的话呢，他们就会去找，他们知道会去找哪位半神人去解决这个问题。
And if there is something that happens in nature, some catastrophe, some disaster, they know that's because that the, some particular demigods are not satisfied.
而且如果要是出现了一些自然灾害的话呢，他们也都知道是由于某一位半神人不开心了。
So they don't just see material nature, they see what the personality, they understand their personalities manipulating different aspects of material nature.
所以呢，他们看到的不仅仅是物质自然，而他们知道呢，在物质自然的后面有各个不同的半神人在对物质自然的各个方面在进行着操控。
So they regularly perform different types of sacrifices in order to pacify the demigods.
所以呢，他们就会有规律的去进行着各种祭祀仪式，以此来安抚半神人。
And also to show gratitude.
与此同时呢，也是去展示感恩之心。
Whereas in impersonal system like we have in most of the world, where you just see the energy and we take everything for granted, we don't feel that there is a need of showing gratitude, showing appreciation for the benefits we get.
但是呢，在这个世界各地的大部分的地方呢，都是非人格性的。我们只是看到了这个能量的存在，所以说呢，我们只是想当然的去获取我们所得到的一切，而且呢，我们也觉得没有必要去展示我们的感激之情。
So Lord Brahma is the topmost of the demigods.
那么主 Brahma 呢，他是最高的那一位半神人。
And he knows that there is superior to him, there is the Supreme Lord from whom he is totally dependent.
那他就知道在他之上呢有位至尊人格守神，而他呢是完全的依靠于这位至尊人格守神的。
From the very beginning, he was dependent. He appeared by the grace of the Supreme Lord.
而且从最一开始的时候呢，他就完全依靠于至尊人格守神的，是至尊主。让他显现的。
And in order to do what he needed to do, he had to follow the guidance of the Supreme Lord.
而且呢，为了要做他所需要做的事情，他必须要遵循至尊人格守神所给他的指导才行。
At that time, there were no demigods. He was the only one.
而且在那个时候呢，没有其他的半神人，他是唯一的一位。
So he knows very clear that.There is somebody superior, and he worships that supreme personality of Godhead to be able to perform the sacrifices.
而且呢，所以呢，他就知道，他非常的清晰的知道，在他之上有一个人，那个人呢就是至尊人格守神。那么这个至尊人格守神呢，就是他需要去向他去进行祭祀仪式的那个人。
So in the system of administration of the universe, Lord Brahma is the top demigod.
那在这个宇宙之中呢，这位Brahma 主 Brahma 他是最高的那个管理者了。
And all the demigods are working under his direction.
他是最高的那位半神人，所有其他的半神人都得在他的训令之下去行事。
So because he knows that there is a supreme lord, the ultimate personality, the supreme personality, all the demigods also know.
那么所以就是因为他知道有一位至尊的人，有一位至尊人格守神，所以说呢，使得其他的那些半神人们呢，也都知道这么一点。
Like in any system of administration or government, there is an awareness of the different ministers, the different secretaries, of their awareness of who is the top person.
那比如说就是所有的这些部委机关，所有的这些这个政府机构里面的这些官员们，他们都知道谁是最高的那一位长官。
So when demigods themselves they perform sacrifices, they don't perform sacrifices to satisfy other demigods or to satisfy Lord Brahma. They perform sacrifices to satisfy the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，当这些半神人们当他们在去举行祭祀活动的时候，他们所举行的祭祀活动，并不是去崇拜其他的某一位半神，也不是去崇拜主 Brahma， 他们的这个祭祀活动是针对至尊人格守神去做的。
They are persons, and they know that ultimately there is a supreme person from of whom they are dependent.
那么他们呢都是人，那么所以他们就知道，在他们之上呢有一位至尊的人，那么这个至尊的人呢是他们所依靠的对象。
We never hear of the demigods being entangled or being preoccupied with impersonal philosophy.
我们从来就没有听说过这些半神人们他们会纠结于，他们就会让自己纠结挣扎在非人格的哲学里面。
We don't see Lord Brahma be confused about who is the absolute truth, if it's impersonal or personal.
那我们从来就没有看到主 Brahma 他不明白这个绝对的真理是人格的还是非人格的。
And in the beginning, he could not see the personality. He could just, it was just darkness. He could become be very well thinking, oh, okay, everything is one.
那么在最开始的时候呢，因为他什么也看不见，因为一切是都是在漆黑之中的，所以呢，他当时呢就没有办法清晰的看见，是不是这一切就只有那么一，就都是合一的。
And in order to do what he had to do, he had to address that supreme personality, otherwise we could not be doing anything.
所以为了要去做他所做的这件事呢。他就必须要去呼唤至尊人格守神，否则的话他啥也做不了。
So stress should be given always to the personality, to the person, not to the energies.
所以呢，永远都要去强调至尊人格守神的这个人格性的这个人物，而不是那个能量。
Energies are important, but the energies are working under the personalities.
这个能量呢是非常重要的，但是这个能量呢是在这些人物的驱使下去运转的。
So to only think that everything is coming from the energies, and that it is ignorance.
所以，如果我们要是认为所有的一切都来自于能量的话，那就是无知。
That's why people do not feel any need of worshipping any personality because they think everything is just nature. That's all.
因为人们他觉得所有的一切它都是自然。他没有想到一切都是来自于那个人的，所以呢，他也就没有觉得有必要去崇拜某一个人物。
And Krishna himself, when he was a young boy, tried to convince his father to not worship Lord Indra. He actually starts speaking about this impersonal philosophy.
主 Krishna 当他还在幼年时的时候呢，他就试图要说服他的父亲不要去崇拜天帝 Indra， 那当他开始在说服父亲的时候呢，他就开始讲述这个非人格性的这个话题。
Is it what's the use of worshipping Lord Indra? He's subordinated, you know. Everything, nature's function is there, and he is obliged to satisfy everyone's desire. It's just a natural thing.
他说呢，有什么必要去崇拜天帝 Indra 呢？因为所有的这一切其实全部都是由自然而为这就是一个非常自然的这个发生了这个事情。
People perform sacrifices, so naturally they should have rains.
比如说人们去进行祭祀仪式，所以说呢就很自然的会下雨呀。
Indra is obliged.
所以说Indra 他本来就是应该这么去做的。
So he's not so much in control. He's obliged to follow to satisfy the people who are performing the sacrifices.
所以说呢，这个 Indra 他并没有太多的这个控制权。那他本来就是应该去让别人去，就是按照别人的这个满意去行事的。
So then Krishna said something that sounded really very impersonal. You see, we are dependent on Govardhan Hill because Govardhan Hill provides everything we need, you know, all the nice grass for the cows, fruits and herbs and minerals and streaming sweet pure waters and so many wonderful things. So why worshipping Lord Indra? Just let's worship Govardhan.
然后呢 ，Krishna 他就说了一些就是非常的非人格性的这个话。他说呢，比如说我们现在呢，就是应该去崇拜 Govardhan。你看 Govardhan 他给我们，就是 Govardhan 山他给我们提供了所有的这些所需，他给我们提供了溪流、嫩草，那就是给这个母牛提供了嫩草，而且呢还给我们提供了很好的这种食物。所以说呢，我们为什么要去崇拜Indra 呢？我们只要去崇拜 Govardhan 山就好了。
So this is exactly what people do. People, if they just care for material energy, they don't care that there's any personality behind these things.
那所以说呢，这就是人们现在所做的事情。他们只是会去崇拜这个物质的能量，而不会去崇拜在这个物质能量后面所支撑他的那个人物。
But then, as you know.Yes, they accepted that, okay, they would perform a sacrifice for Govardhan because they wanted to please Krishna.
但是呢，他们知道要做的事情呢，就是要去向戈尔丹山去举行一个崇拜仪式，因为他们这么做了呢，就会让 Krishna 开心。
And to show that everything has a personality, there's a personality behind everything, he manifests a personality out of Govardhan Mountain.
但是 Krishna 他为了要让大家知道在任何一件事情的后面都有一个人在支撑着的，所以说呢，他就自己在这个戈尔丹山上展现了一个人格型的形象。
And to the point even of identifying himself with Govardhan Hill.
所以直到他自己被认为是，就是把他自己给显现成戈尔丹山。
Means Govardhan is a person.
那也就意味着戈尔丹是一个人。
as a personality, that we see only the body and the benefits that come from the body, you know, the mountain, but there is a personality.
所以呢，我们看到的是，就是所有的这一切呢，它都是来自于这个山的，但是这个山呢，它本来就是人格性的。
So if we drink water, we know there is a personality that is managing the supply of water.
那实际上，当我们再去喝水的时候呢，我们知道这个水它背后也是有一个人物，它在那支撑着这个水的能量的。
In a personal concept, people only think the water is coming from the water station, the electricity comes from the power supply company, and that's the only thing they see.
但是呢，人们他一般他只能够看到这个水呢是来自于水站的，而这个电呢是来自于发电厂的，仅此而已了。
We pay the bills and we have the supply.
那么所以说呢，我们只是把这个花钱去买这个电，买这个水就好了。
But if they were a little open-minded, they could say, at least we are paying.We are giving money to a government, and the government is made of people, and because of we are paying these fees, the people who are behind the scenes are supplying us with electricity and water and other commodities.
但是如果要是我们能够再让自己能够更加的敞开的去想一下的话呢，我们就知道其实我们这个钱呢是付给政府了，然后呢这个政府呢他又雇了这个人，然后用这个人，然后这个人呢，去为我们提供了电和水。
But people, they have no relationship with these people who are supplying, who are in control of this supply of energy. They just pay the bills, and that's everything. Just comes because they pay the bills. That's all.
但是呢，那些没有想到。为这个电和水去提供就是提供这些设施的那些人的这一层关系的人呢，他只是想到了我反正花钱了，我反正把这个钱花给了要去用水和用电的这件事儿上，那也就这样了。
But those who follow Vedic culture, they know there's a particular demigod in charge of a particular supply, and that particular demigod is not working independently, is doing that on behalf of the Supreme Lord who empowers him to do that particular task.
但是呢，那些精小伟大精的人呢，他们就知道这些各种的这种补给，他们并不是就是个人的这种为之，而是呢后面有一个这个半神人在支撑着他们，而这个半神人呢他也并不是自己独立的这样行动的，而是有至尊人格守神在支撑着他们。
So that's why the people who know very well the Vedic culture, they worship particularly the Supreme Lord Vishnu because they know that he is the ultimate personality in control of everything.
所以说呢，那些非常非常通晓伟大经的人，他们就会直接的去崇拜至尊人格守神主 Vishnu， 因为他们知道主 Vishnu 呢，他实际上是最至尊的，就是最终的那个目标，是他在提供着所有的这一切。
This is the way of showing gratitude。
而且呢，这也是去展示感激之心的方法。
By doing that, they know they have done the right thing.
因为通过这么做了，他们也就知道他们是在做正确的事情。
Because they know very well who is the ultimate controller, proprietor of everything.
因为呢，他们就非常的了解谁是万事万物的最终的拥有者和控制者。
Who is the maintainer of everyone?
谁是那个所有的人的维系者？
And who is the enjoyer of all sacrifices? If you perform sacrifices to show gratitude to somebody, is going to enjoy the result of this sacrifice. So they know who is the enjoyer of all sacrifices.
因为当我们在进行祭祀仪式的时候呢，那毕竟是有一个人他会去享受着这个祭祀的结果。那么这些深知伟大经的人呢，他们知道谁是那个最终的祭祀的享受者。
And they know that this personality who provides everything, the supreme personality of Godhead, you know, is the best, the really the best friend of every living entity.
而且呢，他们也知道，就是这个至尊人格守神，他是最棒的，所有的这些众生的好朋友。
So they naturally they want to perform sacrifice.
所以呢，他们也就非常自然的想要去为他进行祭祀了。
嗯、to offer the results of that they get everything that they get for their satisfaction. Offer some of that for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord.
他们就把他们所得到的这些事物里面的令他们满足的某些结果，把它供奉给至尊人格守神。
And not only offer the results, but also dedicate oneself to do something for the benefit of the Supreme Lord, for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord.
他们不仅仅是把一些东西供奉给至尊人格守神，而是呢，还要为至尊人格守神去从事一些活动，然后呢，把这个活动的这个益处呢，供奉给至尊人格守神。
Srila Prabhupada says it in a very nice way, in a purport. The word sacrifice suggests dedication of one's own interests for the satisfaction of a second person.
那么Srila Prabhupada在这个要旨里面就非常的，这个好的就写到了，那么这个 sorry,
is in a purport after the Bhaktaram Yaga, the verse of 529 and the explanation of the verse. Srila Prabhupada says in one paragraph, Brahma, the original living being within the material world, taught us the way of sacrifice. And then Srila Prabhupada explains, the word sacrifice suggests dedication of one's own interests for the satisfaction of a second person. That is the way of all activities.Right after the explanation of the verse 529, this is in
yeah.
Acts 28.
Yeah. 那么他所以呢，就说到了这个练活动瑜伽的人知道至尊主是所有祭祀和苦行的真正享受者和维护者，也知道至尊主是所有星球和至尊拥有者和众生真正的朋友。
No.
Oh, no, it's not
the word. After that, the word sacrifice suggests dedication of one's own interests for the satisfaction of a second person. After that, the paragraphs after that, Brahma, the original living being within the material world, taught us the way of sacrifice. This is in text 28, purport.
Yeah.那么这里面就讲到了这个祭祀一词表示为取悦满足一个人而贡献出自己的利益，那是一切活动的方向。That's one?
Yeah, this is very important because Srila Prabhupada next says every man is engaged in sacrificing his interest for others, either in the form of family, society, community, country, or an entire human society.
那么这个呢，其实是非常重要的，需要去理解的。因为在这句话之后呢，Srila Prabhupada也讲到了，他说每个人都在为人牺牲自己的利益对象，要么是家庭、社会、团体、国家，要么是整个人类社会。
So everybody already, unless such a person is really horrible, mean person, any normal person is already sacrificing for the interest of others.
所以说呢，除了这人他特别的这个可怕、特别的坏之外呢，其他的任何一个人，他其实已经在为其他的人做出各种各样的牺牲了。
At least for the sake of the family.
那么至少是为了家庭。
Everybody sacrifices something for the benefit of others who are dependent.
那么所以说呢，每一个人都在为去依靠他的人在做出一些牺牲。
This is a form of love.
所以这就是爱的形式。
We feel that we are indebted to others, you know, and they are dependent on us, and we have to satisfy them, you have to sacrifice for them.
而且呢，如果我们要是觉得我们亏欠于那些我们所依靠的这个人的话呢，那么我们就必须要做出一些事情去供奉给他们，去为他们去做出牺牲，然后呢，去为他们而去让他们去满意。
So when that consciousness expands, people may even aware the society they belong to this society. The society does so many things for them, so devoted themselves to the society.
所以呢，当这个意识扩展了以后呢，他们就会想。因为这个社会也为他们提供了很多，所以说呢，他们也应该为这个社会去供奉一份力量。
Or for the sake, sacrifice for the sake of the country.
比如说呢，为了这个国家去牺牲。
Or like humanitarians, they sacrifice for human society, for the benefit of all human society.
然后呢，就为了要让全人类的这个满意而做出一些牺牲。
So there is already that spirit of sacrifice, mean dedication of one's own interest for the satisfaction of other persons.
所以说呢，就已经有了要为其他人的心满意足而做出牺牲的这样的这种倾向了。
But if you know, if we have knowledge that the ultimate person, there is one supreme person from whom everything is coming, all the benefits are coming, then we are going to naturally to perform sacrifice for the satisfaction of that supreme person.
但是如果我们要是知道有一个至尊的人，而所有的这一切全部都是来自于他的话，那么我们也就会很自然的想要为这个人去做出一些牺牲和献祭了。
We naturally want to dedicate our own interest for the satisfaction of that supreme person.
那么我们呢也就非常自然的想要把我们自己的那些兴趣啊，我们自己的那些利益啊，都把它供奉给这位至尊人格守神了。
And this is the perfection of sacrifice.
那么这个呢，就是祭祀牺牲的完美所在。
So everybody more or less already recognizes that yes, if a person is dedicated to sacrifice for the benefit of the family, that is a good family man. You know, everybody, you know, somehow praises that person is a good family man. He takes nice care of his family.
那所以说呢，比如说我们这个家庭成员，那么这个家庭成员的这个男子呢，他是。非常的好的去照顾了他的家庭，那么大家就会去赞赏他，他是一个好人，一个好的家人。
Is somebody, you know, sacrifices for the society, the community? Yes, it's much more praise. It's like a local hero, you know, who does something that is for the benefit of the society, the community, so they naturally appreciate.
那如果一个人呢，他为他所在的这个社区或者是所在的这个社会做了很好的贡献的话呢，那么大家就会称他为是一个劳模，或者说是一个非常好的一个先进工作者等等。
And if he does that for the whole country, wow, it's a national hero, you know, he sacrificed, he does dedicate so much for the benefit of his country people.
那如果他要是为国人做了好多事儿的话呢，那大家就会把他给这个称为是一位英雄。
And it goes higher in a human society. A person who becomes humanitarian is even much more praised by people from all different nationalities, different countries. They all praise such a nationalist who does something, dedicate his life for the benefit of all humanity.
但是如果要是一个为人类做出贡献的人呢，那就会得到更多人来自世界各地的人民的这个褒扬和嘉奖了，就会觉得他为这个人类为民族做了这么多的事儿。
And much higher than that, much higher than that is by dedicating one's own interest for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, who is actually the proprietor, the best friend, the one who is maintaining everyone.
那么比这个要更好的一件事情呢，就是把自己的个人的所有的这些利益全部都奉献给了至尊人格守神。那么至尊人格守神呢，他是万事的源泉，他也是一切的拥有者，所以说呢，他就很自然的是这些供奉的那个接受者。
And is maintainer of everyone, is the best friend of everyone.
那么他是大家的维系者，而且呢，他是所有人的好朋友，最好的朋友。
But because we don't see him, we tend to ignore him. Yes, we appreciate those people who sacrifice for higher cause, but we tend to not give any importance to sacrifice to the Supreme Person because you don't see him.
但是由于呢，我们看不到这位至尊人的存在，所以说呢，我们就有这种倾向呢，就忽略他了。那也许可能我们会知道，就是为了一些更高的这些原因而进行供奉的这个在进行祭祀的这个必要性。但是由于我们看不到至尊主，所以说呢，我们就会忽略去对至尊主的供奉。
That's why the Vedas are there. Knowledge is there to make us understand that there is the Supreme Personality of God. There are already demigods, and there is on the top of demigod there is one Supreme Personality of God who is actually making sure that everything works nice for us.
但是呢，我们有知识是在的。也就为什么会有伟达，在伟达经里面他就告诉了我们是有一位至尊人格守神的存在的，而且呢有这些半神人的存在，那么就是由于他们的存在呢，使得我们的这个生活才会变得更好。
And this is the way, this is the only way to really achieve peace in the whole world.
而这个呢是唯一的能够让全世界达到和平的方法。
Means we have to sacrifice for the interest of the supreme person who is the real friend of everyone.
那也就是说呢，我们要为了至尊他的这个兴趣和利益去进行供奉，因为他是我们的唯一的好朋友，真正的好朋友。
So if people are a little rational, a little sensitive, they cannot but appreciate what a devotee is doing, try to sacrifice his life, to dedicate his life to please that supreme person.
所以作为一个稍微有点理性的人呢，他们就能够去理解一位奉献者所做的事情，也就是说呢，会把他的这个他们所从事的这个活动，把他们的这个生命供奉给至尊主。
Because by doing this activity, we can actually achieve peace in this world if everybody is engaging their energies to satisfy that supreme person. Naturally, there is harmony in the world, and there is peace.
因为呢，只有这么做呢，才能够让这个世界能够真正的得到平和，才能够得到这个和谐。那么，如果要是每一个人都能够把这个能量供奉给至尊主的话，那就能够让世界得到平和了。
Means we all acknowledge a common goal.
也就是说呢，我们所有的人都知道我们应该达到的这个共同的目标是什么。
We may be from this country, that country, this race or that race, but we all have a common goal. We all acknowledge that he is the supreme person who is the controller and maintainer of everything and is the best friend of everyone.
我们也许可能来自不同的种族，来自不同的国家。但是呢，我们知道有一个共同的目标，就是有一个至尊人格守神的存在，他呢是所有人的控制者，也是所有人的最好的朋友。
There is so many discussions about peace in the world because the world is so thorned with so many violence, so many difficulties, and everybody saying we have to achieve peace, and there's so many commissions, so many committees for peace, and so many discussions on international level. But here, Srila Prabhupada says, and based on this verse of Bhagavad Gita, peace comes from? Satisfy that one Supreme Person.
那因为现在呢，世界面临着各种各样的这个挣扎和痛苦以及纷争。那么所以说呢，从这个国际的这个层面上，很多人都在探讨着如何能够让整个世界达到和平的方式。但是呢，舒拉帕帕在我们今天的这个要旨里面就提到了，达到和平的这种唯一的方法，就像是在《薄伽梵歌》里面所提到的，就是向至尊人格守神去献祭，为了他的满意而献祭。
The world.The community, the society, the country, whatever is, can only achieve peace. And no matter what level, either the whole world or a level of a country or level of a community, whatever we are, if you want to achieve peace, means that the individuals that constitute this society, this community, these countries, they have to be peaceful.
那么无论是哪一个层级想要达到和平，无论是整个世界还是国家还是某一个人所处在的某一个社区，那他的这个和平呢，全部都要依靠于在这个里面的那一个个体的人，他要处在平和的状态下才可以。
So it comes from the individual. Every individual has to be peaceful. So like this, we have a society of peaceful people. Means a peaceful society.
那也就是说呢，每一个个体他都必须要处在平和的状态。那么当每一个个体他平和了以后呢，那他才会有这个平和的社团。
So we have an individual, we all have to dedicate our lives to sacrifice, to satisfy for the pleasure of that Supreme Person who is the best friend of everyone.
所以说呢，作为每一个独立的个体，我们都应该让自己致力于去做让Vishnu满意的事情，因为他是众生的朋友。
And then if individuals are peaceful, naturally the society is peaceful.
因为如果要是这个个体的人他要是能够变得平和的话，那么也就非常自然的使他所在的这个社团变得平和了。
And if all societies are peaceful, then the whole world is peaceful.
如果要是所有的这些社区社团都能够变得平和的话，那整个世界也就变得平和了。
Otherwise, it's impossible to achieve any peace.
否则的话，根本就不可能去达到任何的平静祥和的。
They can do whatever they are doing, committees of peace, these discussions of peace here and there, and assemblies and United Nations and everything. They will never achieve any peace by their methods.
那比如说呢，现在大家依然还可以去做各种的这种探讨讨论，无论是从这个联合国的角度，还是从各个的这个社团的这个角度去进行探讨，但是呢依然所有的这些探讨都是无效的，是没有办法真正解决问题的。
The problem begins with the fact that the individuals themselves are not peaceful.
因为呢这个问题它起源于这些个体自己本身就不是处在平静祥和的状态下。
They are always in anxiety.
因为这些人呢，总是处在焦虑之中。
Because they don't know, they don't know how to be peaceful.
因为他们并不知道怎么让自己变得平静祥和。
So if you are in anxiety, naturally you cannot be peaceful, means we cannot be happy.
那也就是说，如果要是处在焦虑之中的话呢，那也就没有办法变得平和，那也就说自然的也就没法快乐。
And this is true for any one of us.
那这个对于我们每个人来说都是这样的一个状态。
If you are in anxiety, if you are not peaceful, it's because we are not dependent on the Supreme Lord. We are not dedicating ourselves to sacrifice for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord.
那么如果我们要是没有让自己处在平和的状态下，我们自己依然处在焦虑之中的话，也就意味着我们其实并没有把自己献出来给这个至尊人格守神，并没有按照至尊人格守神所快乐的这种方式去进行祭祀。
And as we saw already in previous verses, for Kali Yuga, the process of sacrifice, of dedicating, is very much simplified.
那也就是为什么我们在前面的这个时节里面已经看到了，在卡利年代，让人们去进行祭祀的这个活动呢，已经变得非常的简单了。
Chanting of the holy names.
也就是说去唱诵圣名。
Praising the Supreme Lord by calling out His holy names with a pure mind.
那么用这个纯粹的这种心意去呼唤主的名字，那么这个呢是在这个年代非常的让他开心的事情。
This is the only thing we need to do in this age in order to satisfy the Supreme Lord.
那么所以呢，这也是在这个年代我们唯一可以去做的事情。去让至尊人格守身开心的事情。
Could not be more simple than this.
已经没有比这件事更让人，就是没有，已经没有比这件事更简单的事了。
So we should begin by chanting the holy names with the intention to really show our gratitude to the Supreme Lord for all the benefits He's offering to us.
那么所以说呢，我们就应该是怀着一个感激之情去谢谢至尊主他所给我们的一切的这样的一种心情去唱诵他的圣名。
This is the way of showing gratitude.
那么这个呢，也就是去表达感激之情的方式。
We praise the Supreme Lord by glorifying His names.
那么我们通过去荣耀他的名字去赞扬他。
It's a very simple process.
那么这呢也是一个非常非常简单的程序。
But we have to dedicate ourselves to this process.
但是呢，我们必须要让自己真正的去做这个程序。
We don't just do it casually. We do it with intent.
我们并不是只是这个随意的去做，而是呢，我们要非常认真的、有意识的去做。
And we know Krishna is such a kind personality.
而且我们知道 Krishna 他是这么一个大好人。
He's not just there to provide for our material necessities.
他并不是只是在那儿去为我们提供一些物质的生活所需。
Yes, he is doing that. He is doing all that. He's providing for all our necessities.
那毫无疑问，他是也是在做这件事儿。他把我们所有的生活所需都提供给了我们。
But he's ready to give us much more than just providing for our material necessities.
但是呢，他随时都准备着为我们提供，不仅仅是我们的物质所需的其他的一些东西。
He's so kind to the living entities, so friendly to the living entities that he wants to give his own love to them.
他对于这个众生呢是如此的仁善。他是这么的爱这个众生，所以说呢，他要把他的爱给予众生。
So as showing gratitude is not showing gratitude only for the material things that the Lord gives us, but most particular for His love that He has for us. So we want to reciprocate, but in the same way to love Him, to satisfy Him in all different ways he wants to be satisfied.
所以说呢，主他并不仅仅是把他的就是我们所需要的这个生活所需给了我们，那他呢给我们的是他的这个爱。那我们呢，为了要表达他所给予我们的这个事物的这个感激之情，那么我们要回应他的也是我们的爱。那我们怎么给他爱呢？就是应该按照他所希望的这个方式去让他开心。
So let's take that sentence of Srila Prabhupada as a very, very important sutra.
那么所以说呢，我们就把这个 Srila Prabhupada 所说的这个话呢，来认真的理解一下，这是一个非常重要的一段经文。
The word sacrifice suggests dedication of one's own interests for the satisfaction of a second person. In this case, that second person is Krishna.
祭祀一词表示为取悦满足一个人而贡献出自己的利益，那是一切活动的方向。每个人都在为他人牺牲自己的利益。
This is the way of all activities, means everything should be done with this for this interest.
就是
This is the way of all activities, meaning every activity should be done for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord.
Yeah, yeah, 就是整个世界都在为增长知识、提高社会素质、发展经济和计划改善人类处境而贡献精力，但是所有的这一切呢，都应该是为取悦至尊主做出贡献。
And if we do that, we become free from anxiety.
因为如果我们要是这么做了的话呢，我们就能够摆脱我们的焦虑。
Our hearts become peaceful.
我们的这个心呢就会变得平和。
And this is the basis of being of developing real happiness.
而这个呢也是我们去发展出真正的快乐的基础。
That's why Srila Prabhupada so often used to say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
这也就为什么释迦牟尼佛经常会说应该去唱诵 Hare Krishna 让自己变得快乐起来。
And we sometimes may say, how you connect that, chanting Hare Krishna and be happy?
那有的时候呢我们就会说我们怎么能够把这件事给联系起来呢唱诵 Hare Krishna 变得快乐。
We may chant Hare Krishna and still feel very miserable.
因为我们有的时候呢觉得我们在唱诵 Hare Krishna 可是依然觉得非常的痛苦。
Because chanting Hare Krishna means really dedicating oneself to please Krishna. And this is the best way to please Krishna, is to glorify His holy name.
那么因为我们在唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，也就知道了这个是最好的去让 Krishna 开心的这个事情。那么我们通过唱诵 Krishna 的这个名字去让他高兴。
So as when we sacrifice for others, we put our hearts in what we do for others. We have to also, when you perform this sacrifice and sankirtan yaga, chanting the holy name, you should also put our hearts in this activity.
所以说呢，就是当我们在为别人在去做一些这个事情的时候呢，我们也是要用心去做的。所以呢，当我们在去从事 想Kirtan的这个Yagya的时候，我们也一定要去用心的去唱诵圣名，用心的去做这个事儿。
So all our problems or our anxieties stem from this one thing. We are not taking the process very very seriously.
那我们所有的这个问题全部都来自于我们并没有非常认真的去从事这个程序的活动。
That's why chanting Hare Krishna is considered the most important instruction that the spiritual master gives to the disciple.
也就是这个原因呢，使得唱诵 Hare Krishna 是所有的灵性导师所给他们门徒的最重要的那个训示。Because
this is chanting Hare Krishna is the perfection of sacrifice.
因为呢，这个唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名是一个完美的。 祭祀
means dedication of one's own interest for the satisfaction of Krishna.
也就是说，把自己的这个兴趣供奉给让 Krishna 开心这件事情上。To
go from selfish to selfless.
让自己从自私转换到了无私。
If you are selfish, we don't want to dedicate to others. We only care for our own selves.
因为如果我们要是自私的话呢，我们只是去考虑自我，我们根本就不想去为别人做任何事儿。But
if you dedicate for the satisfaction of others, then that naturally becomes selfless.
但是呢，如果你真的要把自己去供奉给其他的人的话。 去为了别人去这个献身的话，那么你也就非常自然的会让自己变得无私了。And
the most selfless person is a person who dedicates his own interest for the satisfaction of the Lord.
那么最无私的一个人呢，就是把他自己有兴趣做的这个事情呢，去供奉给，就是献给这个 Krishna 他所有兴趣的这个方面的这个事情。
So to chant Hare Krishna and induce others to chant Hare Krishna, this is the best way of performing sacrifice.
那所以说呢，去唱诵 Hare Krishna 以及去使别人唱诵 Hare Krishna， 这个是最好的去进行祭祀的形式了。
This is our, should be our mission in life.
那么这个呢，应该是我们一生都应该去完成的使命。
Our real dedication.
那么这是我们真正的需要去从事的事，也要去做的事情。
Chant Hare Krishna and induce others to chant Hare Krishna.
也就是说呢，我们自己要去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，并且呢要去诱导别人也要去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
The topmost sacrifice.
那么这个呢是最崇高的献祭。
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Any question or comments?
Yes, yes. The first one is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感恩阿叔和翻译。谈到祭祀，法坛第四篇提到的只是依靠祭祀就能够得到日常生活的必需品。在要旨中，帕帕德提到了在卡利年代参与七颂圣名的祭祀，生活就不会有困难，就不会有生活物质匮乏的问题。对此问题来了。那就不用上班，不用工作，只是坐在家里祈诵圣名，就能够得到日常生活的必需品了吗？那么奉献者为啥还要去辛苦的上班赚钱维护生维持生活呢？He has two questions. Let's do it one after another.
One first.
Yeah, yeah. The first one is that. Thank you, Ashu. The question is that when we talk about is the sacrifice in the. Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, it is mentioned that as long as we only rely on the sacrifice, then we can get the necessities for our daily life. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in the Kali Yuga, as long as we are joined in the congregational holy names chanting, as long as we are joining this sacrifice, joining this yagya, we won't encounter any difficulties in our daily life. So we won't have any scarcities of our daily necessities. So in this case, the question is coming. The question is that, so does that mean that we don't need to go to work? We just sit at home to chant the holy name, then we will just get the daily necessities. But if that is the case, why the devotees need to go to work and work very hard to make money?
Because they are not ready to sit down and just chant the holy names.
因为这些奉献者还没有做好了只是坐在那儿唱诵圣名的准备。
Most of us, we are not ready to do that.
因为呢，我们大部分的人呢，根本就没有做好去做这件事的准备呢，还。
Just dedicate ourselves to chant the holy names very purely and teach others how to chant. Most of us, we are not ready for that.
只是让自己献身在唱诵圣名，并且呢，去教导别人去唱诵圣名这件事，大部分的人还没有办法完全只是去做这件事情。
This is pure bhakti.
那么这个是纯粹的 bhakti。
So, since we are not ready to always perform pure bhakti, we have to perform some karma yoga.
因为我们没有办法总是去从事纯粹的 bhakti 的这个活动，所以呢，也就意味着我们必须要去从事一些 karma yoga 的活动。
Say karma yoga in Chinese.
就是这个业报瑜伽的活动。
So means we do activities, we perform activities to take care of our families, take care of our bodies, and we try to offer a good portion of the results of our activities as an offering to the Lord in devotion.
也就是说呢，我们要去从事一些活动，我们这些活动呢，要去维持我们的生活，维持我们自己的这个身体。那么在通过这个活动，我们就会获得一些这个活动的这个。结果，那我们就会把这个活动的这些结果的其中的一部分呢，供奉给至尊人格守神。
But eventually we'll come to the stage of just offering, you know, dedicating ourselves to chant the holy names.
然后但是最终呢，我们会达到那一点，就是我们会完全的把自己给投身在去唱诵圣名这件事情上。
Srila Prabhupada wrote a very interesting translation to this verse of Bhagavad Gita 5:29. If you read how Srila Prabhupada translated, it's very interesting.
You mean the The verse translation, right?
The word translation of the verse 529 in this purport here.
Okay, 那么就是释迦帕帕在今天我们的读的这个诗节的这个要旨里面，他对于这个《薄伽梵歌》第五章的第二十九诗节的这个诗节的翻译的这个写法是非常有意思的。
You can read, the Karma Yogis know that the Supreme Lord is the factual enjoyer, maintainable sacrifice until the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 他说是这个第十五章的第二十九诗节是这么说的。完全意识到我的人知道我是一切祭祀和苦星的最终受益者，是一切星球和半神人的至尊主，是众生的恩人和祝愿者，因此获得平静，不再受物质痛苦的折磨。
No, he didn't translate the verse as it is in the purport.
But this is what is in the Chinese version here.
And Srila Prabhupada says, the karma yogis know that the Supreme Lord is the factual enjoyer and maintainer of all sacrifices and of the austere life. They also know that the Lord is the ultimate proprietor of all planets and is the factual friend of all living entities. Such knowledge gradually converts the karma yogis into pure devotees of the Lord through the association of unalloyed devotees,And thus they are able to be liberated from material bondage.
Okay, 二师让我念的是这段，就是练活动瑜伽的人知道至尊主是所有献祭和苦行的真正的享受者和维护者，也知道至尊主是所有星球的至尊拥有者和众生真正的朋友。具有这些知识的活动瑜伽师，通过与至尊主纯粹奉献者交往联谊，逐渐转变成了纯粹的奉献者。因而能够摆脱物质的束缚。
So that's what we are doing most during the day is karma yoga.
所以说呢，这也就是我们在这一天中大部分所做的这个事情，就是说它是 karma yoga.
We perform activities with knowledge that we are actually Krishna is the supreme maintainer, the supreme controller, and the best friend. So we are trying to dedicate the result of our activities to Krishna.
就是说呢，在一天中我们所从事这个活动的时候呢，我们脑子里面是具有这个知识的。这个知识就是这个至尊主是所有祭祀和苦行的真正的享受者和维护者。那么我们也知道至尊主是因为我们知道至尊主是这个，所以说呢，我们在做这个活动的时候，我们就会把这个活动的结果献给 Krishna.
So.We perform also sadhana bhakti.
那所以说呢，我们所从事的这个呢，
we perform also the sadhana bhakti.
我们也会从事 sadhana bhakti.
But we sadhana bhakti, we just do a little bit.
但是呢，在这个 sadhana bhakti 里面，我们只是做了一点儿。
We know we have to chant Hare Krishna. We chant 69, no more.
我们知道我们要唱诵圣名，所以我们也就唱个念个十六圈就完了，不会再接着念了。
And when you finish the 16 rounds, you say, "Wow, well, done, finish."
就是当我们念完这十六圈以后呢，我们就会一下子就会轻松的说：“哎呀，完了，念完了。”
That's actually the most important activity, but we are in a hurry to finish our minimum 16 rounds.
所以说这个其实是我们应该从事的最重要的这个活动，但是我们却慌里慌张的赶紧把我们要该念的这个圈给念完，最低的这个签数给念完。
Srila Prabhupada said, if somebody joins our temple and the only thing he wants to do is to chant Hare Krishna, so let him chant Hare Krishna all day long and provide him with all the necessities.
舍尔帕帕说，如果要是有某人他加入到我们的这个庙里面以后，他想做的唯一的事情就是念诵的话，那我们就让他念好了。然后呢，我们把他每天所需要的这个生活所需提供给他，然后让他去念诵。
舍尔帕帕 added, because such a person is very rare.
但是舍尔帕帕又加了一句话说，他说这样的人非常的罕见。
Yeah, most of us are not ready to do that. We are very restless.
那么因为大部分的人呢，其实根本就没有做好准备去做这件事情，因为大部分人都属于是躁动不安的状态。
And Srila Prabhupada engaged our restless nature to also do many sorts of activities and in this way contribute to the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement.
那么所以那舒尔帕帕呢，他也给我们的这个躁动不安的这个心意呢，找了这个活干，也就是说让我们去从事各种各样的这种活动，那以这样的一种方式呢，去传播Krishna知觉的这个运动。
But he also said,
但是他还说,
I have created this society.
他说我呢，创办了这个社团。
And in this society, we have many activities to perform.
那么在这个社团里面呢，我们有很多的活动都需要去履行。
So my disciples can engage their senses in many activities.
这样的话呢，我的门徒呢就可以在很多的这些活动里面去。 把控他们的感官。So
in this way, by engaging their senses, their minds become a little peaceful.
因为当他们的这个感官被有活干了以后呢，就让他们的这个心意呢变得有一点平静了下来。And
when their minds are peaceful, they can chant Hare Krishna properly.
当他们的这个心意变得平和以后呢，就可以恰当的去念诵 Hare Krishna的名字了。
So, because we are not very peaceful and we are not able to chant Hare Krishna all day long, we have to do many other activities naturally.
那么就是由于我们的这个心意不是非常的平和，而且呢，我们也不可能在一天之内都去念诵 Hare Krishna的圣名，所以说呢，我们在一天里面呢，也需要去从事很多其他的活动。
And Srila Prabhupada, even though he was engaged in so many activities, as we know, Srila Prabhupada was constantly chanting Hare Krishna.
而且我们也知道，虽然Srila Prabhupada他要从事各种各样的活动，但他是在恒常不断的在唱诵 Hare Krishna的名字的。
And he was doing all these activities just to give an example to the disciples how they should do all the activities.
那么他呢要去从事所有的这些活动，只不过呢是要给他的这些门徒树立一个榜样。 让他们知道应该怎么去从事这些活动。Traditionally,
a pure devotee would go to live in a holy dham and just spend his time chanting Hare Krishna.
那从传统上来说呢，一位纯粹的奉献者，他只是把自己给置身在圣地，然后呢，在那个地方就只是去从事唱诵圣名的这个活动就好了。Why
Srila Prabhupada did not do that?
那为什么Srila Prabhupada没有这么做呢？
He was in Vrindavan.
他本来是在文达文的。
The right place to be.
他本来就在一个对的一个地方。
No, he went all over the world for our benefit.
但是呢，他没有这么做，他是为了我们的福利，所以说呢，他才会在世界各地游走。
And engaged in many activities for our benefit.
而且呢，是为了我们的利益，他才会去从事那么多的活动。
To distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world.
所以呢，才会使Srila Prabhupada呢，他在世界各地去传播着 Krishna 知觉。Srila
Prabhupada was not working to maintain himself or his family.
那么Srila Prabhupada他并不是为了要去维系他自己和他的家庭才去活动。He
engaged in many activities, but only for the purpose of training his disciples and engaging them. That's all.
那么他之所以要去从事这么多的活动，就是为了要教导他的这个门徒，而让他的门徒能够去从事这些活动。It's
true. If you just chant Hare Krishna with all day long purely, we don't need to do anything else.
确实是这样的。如果我们要是能够非常纯粹的整天去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的名字的话，我们真的什么事儿也不需要做。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I maintain what he has and I provide for what he needs.
那么Krishna在《薄伽梵歌》里面就说了，说我会这个维系他所有，并且提供他所缺乏的。So
if a person is dedicated to chant purely the holy names, which is the ultimate sacrifice, Krishna certainly will make arrangement that that person don't need to do anything else.
所以，如果一个人他能够纯粹的去念诵圣名的话，那么这个其实就是最终极的那个献祭。那Srila Prabhupada，不是这个Krishna，他给的这个承诺就是我会为这个人提供他一切所需，他不需要再做其他的事情。
But we are not ready to do that.
但是我们还没有做好准备。
We are too restless, too passionate.
因为我们现在呢，依然还是充满了激情，而且呢，非常的躁动不安。
To chant our 16 rounds is already a big problem.
我们念诵十六圈已经够让我们麻烦的了。
We have a long way to go.
所以我们还得有很长的路才能，需要走。
So, but at least that little 16 round that takes 2 hours in 24 hours, you should try to do as best as possible.
但是呢，在这24小时里面，至少这16圈我们应该尽量的去念。
Okay, second part.
The second part is that, 齐颂圣名，生活没有困难。那为什么不少奉献者天天唱诵圣名，仍然贫穷，生活艰难，缺钱少衣，甚至朝拜圣地都得借钱，如何解释？ So if we chanting the holy name, we won't meet any difficulties in our life. If that is the case, why we still have a lot of devotees who are chanting the holy name every day, however still living in a very poor life? They have lots of difficulties in their life. They don't have money, short of garments.They even need to borrow the money to go to the holy dharma. Could you explain that?
Because they are not really chanting Hare Krishna yet.
因为他们并没有真正的在念诵 Hare Krishna 的名字。
Yeah, they are certainly moving their fingers and a bit bag and chanting something. If something is there, but it's not really proper chanting.
那他当然毫无疑问，他这个手是在念珠袋里面，然后呢，这个手指头一直在动，而且呢，嘴里面一直在念着一些东西。那确实是在做着一些事情，但是呢，他所做的这个事情并不是一个恰当的圣名的念诵。
A person who chants purely the holy names, he does not feel the need of anything, not even go to the holy dharma.
那么，一个真正的在念诵圣名的人，他其实根本就没有任何的需求，甚至于他不需要去圣名。
He's always with Krishna.
因为他一直都和 Krishna 在一起。
So he's happy.
所以他就很开心。
Even if he's very poor, he's happy.
那么即便他是生活的很窘迫、很困难，但是呢，
Even if he don't have enough to dress, he's happy.
如果他要是没有这个足够的衣服穿，他也很开心。
He's not worried.
所以他根本就不会担忧。
Because he's with Krishna.
因为他一直都和 Krishna 在一起。
And that's the happiness he experienced to be with Krishna while chanting the holy names.
那所以说呢，他在唱诵圣名的时候呢，他就会体验着和 Krishna 在一起的这种感觉。
We are practicing how to chant the holy names now.
我们现在在做的事情是在练习着怎么去念诵。
Chanting the holy names begins when we become free from offenses.
那么我们的这个圣名的唱诵呢，它是始于摆脱了这个冒犯。
When you become free from offenses, then our chanting starts becoming real chanting.
那么当我们不再冒犯了的时候，我们的这个念诵才变成了一个真正的念诵。
Now we are practicing.
可是现在呢，我们现在只是在练习。
And our practice is still very terrible.
而且呢，我们的这个练习呢，现在依然其实还是挺糟糕的。
So, practice, good practice, we will come to the perfect stage.
所以说呢，需要练习，练习，不断的这个练习，因为我们的这个练习呢，会让我们达到一个完美的境界。
So try to practice better and better and reflect upon the 10 offenses and try to avoid them.
所以说呢，我们要这个让自己越来越好的去进行练习，而且呢，我们要好好的去审视这个圣名的十项冒犯，然后尽量的去摆脱这些冒犯。
Next question.
The next question is from Free and Easy Mataji. 在第28十节的要旨里说，每一个人都在为他人牺牲自己的利益，要么是家庭，要么是国家、社团等。可这种牺牲并不是主动的牺牲。如果是这种被动的方向的祭祀，Krishna 会接受吗？So in the purport of the verse of 28, it mentioned that everybody is sacrifice their own interest for the others, either for the family or for the for the country or for the society. However, this type of sacrifice is not the proactive sacrifice. Yes, it's not a proactive sacrifice. It's in some way, it's doing in a passive way. So if it is a passive way sacrifice, will that be accepted by Krishna?
No, in sacrificing, it's not they're totally proactive. So many people are doing things for others with consciousness, really trying to please others, to help others. Not everybody is just doing in a very, very passive way.
那么其实就是在做这样的这种祭祀的时候，并不是说是很多人都在做一种被动方式的这种祭祀，因为很多人他们在做这个祭祀的时候，他内心想着就是要让这个他的家庭或者是。国家或者社团要获利。
There are persons who are very, very actively engaged in trying to improve the condition of their families, and they really want them to be happy, or the country, or society, or even humanity. Work very, very actively in a good sense, to really try to improve the situation of others.
那么就是有很多人呢，他们是真的非常的积极的在从事着一些活动，能够改善他们的家庭、国家，还有这个社团，乃至于整个人类社会的这个生活的这个状况。那所以他们是非常积极的，非常活跃的在做这些事情的。So
of course, in Krishna consciousness, we can also be very proactive, or you can be just doing.
那么所以在这个 Krishna 知觉里面呢，我们也可以让自己变得非常的积极，我们只是去做。
Now, if you just do because I have to do, yes, there is some benefit, but it's not the same as if you actively try to do the best way to please Krishna and please Guru.
那在这个 Krishna 知觉里面呢，我们也可以就是说是为了做这件事情而去做这件事情。那么当我们以这样的心态去做的时候呢，那当然它是有一些这个利益，就是有些好处意义在这里面的。但是呢，它和我们非常的积极的主动的为了要让 Krishna 和 Guru 开心而去做，还是不一样的。
In the life of a sincere devotee, every day is an opportunity to do better.
一个非常真诚的奉献者，他每天都有一个机会能够让自己做得更好。Actually,
a sincere devotee prepares the last day, he prepares the last night before going to bed. He prepares himself for how he's going to practice his devotional practice the next day in the best condition, the best way.
一个非常真诚的一位奉献者，他在头天晚上睡觉的时候呢，他就会想着我第二天怎么。 能够以更好的形式去从事奉献服务的活动。That's
very proactive practice.
那么这个呢，就是一个非常的积极的习练方法了。Not
just doing because I have to do. Okay, I do.
但它并不是说只是为了做而做。That
doing is not very. It's okay. It's better than nothing. But that's not the type of practice that is going to bring us to. Quickly to a perfection in our dedication.
那当然就是为了做而做呢，这也行，因为呢，它也毕竟是在做，但是呢，它并不是一个就是最好的能够让我们去习练的一个方法，最好的能够让我们去得到这个就是让我们最好的去投身自己的一个方法。
It seems that you translate the second part of a second question of her, and you didn't translate the first part, the first question. Right after Rajendra.
Oh, yeah, I missed one. Yeah, now I see. Sorry. 对不起啊，我刚才只看到了 Friend Easy Mataji 的后面的这个问题，现在是前面这个问题啊。迪玛阿叔和翻译，感恩阿叔的精彩讲课和翻译的甜美的翻译。我们带着物质的目的的祭祀，不会有冒犯吗？ Krishna 会喜欢这种祭祀吗？如果是这样，那么跟祭祀办事人有什么区别呢？期待您的解答。Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you very much for your lecture. So my question is that if we wear the mentality of If we are holding some material-oriented mentality to do our sacrifice, will that be considered as an offense? And also, this type of sacrifice will be accepted by Lord Krishna. If that is the case, how that differentiated with the sacrifices to the demigod?
No, we don't sacrifice to Krishna for any material purpose.
那么首先呢，我们在为 Krishna 做祭祀的时候呢，我们就不会为了得到任何的物质的目的。
Demigods worshippers, they have this mentality of worshipping the demigods for some material benefit.
但是那些崇拜半神人的人呢，他们的这个心态呢，是为了要得到一些物质的这个利益而去崇拜半神人。
We perform sacrifice, we serve Krishna for Krishna's benefit.
但是呢，我们做祭祀，我们去服务 Krishna 是为了他的这个利益而去这么做的。
We do that as a way of showing our gratitude for whatever is being doing for us.
那么我们这么做呢，是为了向他去表达我们的感激之情，表达他所为我们所提供的这些事物的这个感激之情。
We don't need to ask for anything material from Krishna.
那么，所以呢，我们不需要从 Krishna 那里去获得或者去请求得到任何的物质的事物。
Krishna knows very well what we need.
因为 Krishna 他特别的知道我们到底需要什么。
What we pray for, what we engage is, we try to have better opportunities for serving Krishna. We want to improve our service to Krishna.
那么，我们向 Krishna 所祈祷的就是。我们有机会去服务 Krishna， 以及呢，我们能够提升我们对他的服务。
We just want to have more and more opportunities to serve him.
那么我们只是希望能够得到越来越多的去服务他的机会。
That's what makes a difference between a devotee and a religious person.
那么所以这个也就使奉献者和一个宗教信仰人士之间有了区别。
A religious person is after something from God, please give me. Whereas a devotee is after an opportunity to offer something to God.
那比如说一个有宗教信仰的人，他一直是希望从神那里去获得一些东西，请你给我这个，请你给我那个。但是呢，这个 Krishna 知觉的这个奉献者呢，他希望的是能够得到更多的去服务 Krishna 的机会。
Next question.
Then the question is from Rajendra Prabhu. He asks a question for somebody else. The question is that 刚读梵歌，读到心态来源于物质自然属性接触。当我们心态不好的时候，说明就是被激情和愚昧属性所污染。有时候还有种体验，知道应该往好的方面，经典方面去想，这样的心态做事，但心意就是不往那个方面想。这时是不是就应该抽打心意？心态这也可以。
Okay, just translate that part.
But I think they are connected.
Okay.
心态这也可以检验自己是否提升到善良属性或者超越善良属性。I try to translate this question. So the question is about just read the Bhagavad Gita, and the part she's reading is that So the mentality, the source of the mentality is connected with the mode of material nature. So when we are not in the healthy mentality, means that we have been much contaminated by the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance. Sometimes I have this experience is that I want to think the good side. I want to put myself in the mode of goodness. I want to follow the instruction from the scripture to do things. However, my mind somehow just don't take me to that direction. So do I need to beat my mind at this time? And also at this time, and also, is that the way to check if I am be elevated to the mode of goodness, or I already go beyond the mode of goodness? Sorry, Ashwin, this is what I read from this text here.
Yes, in a conditioned state, we are all affected by the three modes of nature.
那么在我们当初在这个受条件限制的这个状态下的时候呢，我们都是被物质自然的属性所控制的。
That's why we follow so many rules and regulations in our practice of devotion in order to help us to put in a best type of situation where ignorance and passion is less dominant.
那也就是为什么当我们在休息的时候呢，我们要去遵循这些规范原则。那就是因为这个原因呢，使得我们能够尽量少的被善良被激情和愚昧属性所影响。
Like for instance, if the environment we are staying, where we live, is not clean, then naturally the influence of ignorance will be noticed.
那比如说呢，如果我们所生活的这个环境如果不是非常的洁净的话，那这个愚昧属性它也就很自然的就能够被注意到了。
This is just one little detail.
那么所以这只是其中的一个小细节而已。
Srila Prabhupada taught us so many things that we have to be very careful about.
但是呢，Srila Prabhupada他教给了我们很多的东西，告诉我们都要去小心。
In order to be in the best environment possible.
那所以说呢，要让我们尽量的处在一个更好的一个环境里面。
And even then, Srila Prabhupada said, I have given you just a minimum.
而且 Srila Prabhupada 说呢，其实我只是把这个最少的这点东西给你们了。
Because if, for instance, if you stay close to a person who follows in this Vedic tradition very carefully, like in India, and you notice that they are so careful about so many little details.
那如果我们要是和印度的某一位很好的去执行韦达经里面的这个训谕的各方面的这个细节的人一起去生活的话，或者在他身边观察他一会儿的话，就会发现他非常非常的细致的去追随很多的非常细节的方方面面的细节。
But for us, yeah, so many things we should not do, so many things we should do, so many we tend to neglect, to not overlook these little things because we think it's too much.
但是对于我们来说，如果我们要一看到，哎呀，这么多的这个事情都需要去遵守，那我们可能就会去忽略一些这个小事儿了，因为我们觉得太多了，做不过来。
So many things we should do, so many things we should not do.
Oh. 有这么多事我们都得做，或者那么多事我们都不能做。
Why you just? I'm just chanting. We just chant Hare Krishna and everything, okay?
那为什么我干脆就念诵 Hare Krishna， 然后其他的事都万事大吉了
？Yes, chanting Hare Krishna is enough.
那确实呢，念诵 Hare Krishna 就已经足够了。
But if the influence of passion ignorance is still very much there because you don't care for little things in our daily lives, then it will be more difficult to chant purely the holy name and to become totally free from the influence of ignorance and passion.
但是如果我们要是不在我们的这个生活中去注意细节的话，那也就意味着我们依然还会被很多的这个激情属性和愚昧属性的这个事情所影响。当我们被激情和愚昧属性所影响的时候，我们也就没有办法去纯粹的念诵声明。
Why do we follow rules and regulations?
那么我们为什么要去遵循这些规范原则呢
？These are the major things, you know, do not eat meat, flesh, do not do intoxicants, illicit sex. These are the major things that totally affect us. Keeps us under the control of passion and ignorance.
那比如说我们要遵循的这四项规范原则，不食鱼肉蛋，或者是不吸碎麻制品，那么这些呢是最主要的，让我们完全的处在愚昧和激情属性的控制下的那些主要的事情。
But in between that, there are so many little things.
但是呢，在这之间呢，还有很多的小事儿。
That is meant to help us.
但这些呢，其实都是为了要帮助我们。
Regulative principles are meant to help us.
那么这些 ，sorry.
Regulative principles are there to help us.
啊，就是那么所有的就是这些这个规范与原则，他们其实都是为了要去帮助我们的。
That's why they are called the regulative principles of freedom.
那么所以就为什么说这个规范原则是自由？
Freedom from passion and ignorance.
是什么的自由呢？是从摆脱激情属性和愚昧属性的自由。
Otherwise, for instance, at the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, because he was giving initiation to people who were living in a culture from childhood, he didn't ask them to follow four regulative principles.
否则的话，比如说像Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura的那个年代，由于呢他是给这个从小就在这样的环境里面生活的这个人去启迪，所以说呢他就不会要求他们去遵守规范思想规范原则。
Even though in some Vaishnava organizations in India, they don't ask the disciples have to follow regulative principles.
比如说在印度的其他的一些 Vaishnava 宗的这些奉献者们，他们在启迪的时候也不会要求他们的奉献者去遵循规范原则。
Because they are giving initiation to people that they already know they have to follow this. They follow this from childhood.
因为呢，他们给启迪的这些人从小就知道他们必须得去遵循这些原则。
They learn these things from their mothers and fathers.
那他们是从他们自己的爸爸妈妈那里就已经学到了这些了。
And the grandparents.
还有他们的祖父母。
It's common sense.
所以呢，这本来就是常识。
So what rules and regulations, things we should do, should not do, is just rules of common sense.
所以说呢，我们现在所要遵循的这些需要做以及可以做的这些规范原则的这些事情，对于他们来说只不过是常识而已。
It's just for us, we are so far away from a real culture that these things, seems too much.
那对于我们来说呢，由于我们呢就离这个真正的这个文化，还相距甚远，所以对于我们来说，当看到这些的时候呢，我们觉得太多了。
And Srila Prabhupada only gave us a minimum.
而 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他只是把这个最就是最少的那一部分给我们了。
So these are things that help us to become free from ignorance and passion, so our chanting will become better and better.
那所以这些呢，其实是可以帮助我们摆脱激情和愚昧的影响，这样才能使我们的念诵的变得越来越好。
嗯。Like if you want to be always in good health, we have to eat the right food.
比如说，如果我们要是总是想让自己处在健康的状态的话，我们就必须得吃正确的食物。
And we have to keep clean. Otherwise, if you don't eat the right food and we don't keep clean habits, we get sick.
而且呢，我们还得让自己一直保持洁净。否则的话，如果我们要是不吃正确的食物，然后呢还没有让自己保持洁净的话，我们肯定得生病。
Next question.
Sumiki Radha Mataji, 感恩亲爱的阿叔和 Dana Kelly Mataji, 请问 Radha 和 Krishna 的爱也是一种献祭吗？灵性世界里的爱也要为彼此做出苦行和牺牲吗？阿叔， my question is that Radha and Krishna's love are also a kind of a sacrifice. And also in the spiritual world,If the love there also need to be conducted through the austerity and the sacrifice to each other.
No, yes, sacrifice, yes, they are always dedicating to each other, but they are not forsaking anything, you know, material for the benefit of Krishna because they don't have any material interest.
那么在确实是在那个地方呢确实是一直都是在做这个献身自己的这种牺牲和苦行，但是呢他们做的这种献祭呢并不是为了要从 Krishna 那儿去获得任何东西而做出的祭祀。
So what they do in the spiritual world, that they are trying to do better and better, improve their services, and to do even do better for the pleasure of Krishna, improving.
那么所以他们在灵性世界做的事情呢，就一直是在不断的提升他们自己的这个服务啊，不断的提升着，想要让 Krishna 更加的开心，所以一直在不断的提升，不断的提升。
There is no material austerity or material sacrifice of something that we are attached to because they have attachment to Krishna.
所以说呢，他们不需要去为了一些我们在这里面所这个依附的一些苦行和牺牲，以物质的目的去做任何事情，因为他们的这个依附是对 Krishna 的依附。
But you see, the gopis sacrificing their family, sacrificing their good name and fame in order to go join Krishna in the dead of the night, which is totally improper for a young girl to do.
但是我们可以看到这个 gopi 们，他们晚上为了要去见 Krishna， 他们会牺牲自己的家庭，牺牲自己的美名去做。那么对于一个年轻姑娘来说呢，这是完全不恰当的活动。
There is nothing material in their sacrifice.
但是呢，他们的这种牺牲呢，却不是物质的。
Because their families are all spiritual.
啊，因为呢，他们的这个家庭也都是灵性的。
But in order to satisfy Krishna better, they can give up many things.
但是呢，他们就为了要让 Krishna 开心，要让 Krishna 满意，所以呢，他们可以放弃所有的一切。
Because this is a life of dedication. That life of dedication means we are always trying to do better, better, better for the pleasure of the person we want to offer service.
那么所以呢，这也就是说呢，它这是一个这个献出奉献的这种生命。那么所谓奉献的生命，就是他总是要为了那个他要取悦的那个人去做的越来越好，做的越来越好。
So within perfection, there is always more and more and more and more.
所以说呢，在这样的一种完美状态中呢，他就一直会做得越来越多，越来越好。
That's what makes the devotional service of the devotee very dynamic.
那所以这样呢，就会使一个在从事奉献服务的这个奉献者变得非常的充满了动力。
Very proactive.
所以呢，他总是会非常的积极，非常的主动。
Always finding new ways to please Krishna in different ways.
他总是在找到这个新的、不同的方式去让 Krishna 高兴。
Okay, next question.
Rajendra Prabhu, again, this is a question from the others. 正在了解奉爱瑜伽的朋友们的问题一。Krishna 的真正的爱人是谁？二，为何情侣关系之中还包含主仆关系？三， Krishna 和 Radha 就是所谓的灵魂伴侣吗？为什么说 Radha 是 Krishna 的内在能量？你们一直说物质世界没有真爱，那么我们还需要婚姻吗？不永恒并不代表不是真爱吧？保持临在，保持感情的纯粹，那不是真正的爱吗？多美好，婚姻不就是让我们修炼无条件的爱吗？This is the whole cluster of questions, but the first four questions is one topic, the other one is another topic. Maybe I break to two for you to answer.
Okay.
So this is a question from the friends from the Bhakti Yoga. First one, who is the real lover, who is the true lover of Krishna? The second, why... The servitorship is included in the conjugal relationship. Sir.
Okay, let's go one by one because these are...
Okay.
Who is the best lover of Krishna?
Yeah.
The one who is totally dedicated to please Krishna.
Krishna 的真正的爱人是那个全心全意的献身于要让 Krishna 开心的人。
The one who is always doing something... Always doing ways, newer ways to please Krishna.
是那个总是在用新的方法去让 Krishna 开心的那个人，就是 Krishna 的爱人。
And amongst those who really love Krishna the best, Radharani is the topmost.
那么在所有的这些人里面呢，这个 Radharani 是最崇高的 Krishna 的爱人。
Because she is really the most expert on how to please Krishna in more and different ways.
那么因为呢，她呢是那个以各种各样不同的方式 去让 Krishna 开心的女人的典范。
That's why we want to serve Srimati Radharani by serving those devotees who are following their inner footsteps.
那所以说呢，我们就希望能够。
It is always present in every rasa.
Because, 就是那个服务的那个 rasa， 它是最基本的这个 rasa。所以说呢，就即便是在情侣关系里面，依然是有服务这件事情存在的。
The friends are serving Krishna. The parents are serving Krishna. The lovers are serving Krishna. Service is always present in every rasa.
所以说呢，无论是朋友、家长。还是情侣都在服务 Krishna， 所以这个服务它一直都是在的。
So the mood is always service. It's just an improved service, better service.
所以呢，这个情绪这种心态呢，一直就是在服务，但只不过呢是要提升这个服务，让这个服务变得越来越好，越来越好。
That's why the eternal position of the individual soul is to be.A servant of Krishna.
那所以就是为什么呢？就是这个，永恒的这种关系是什么呢？就是成为主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
So as service improves, it becomes higher and higher. It becomes friend, it becomes parent, it becomes lover. This is just an improvement in service.
所以说呢，在这个服务的这个提升里面呢，就会有各种各样不同的关系出现了。比如说呢。通过朋友，通过父母，然后再通过情侣，这就表现了这个服务的提升。
So different levels of service.
那所以这是在服务的不同的层面的展现。
Next.
为什么说 Radha 是 Krishna？ Krishna 和 Radha 就是所谓的灵魂伴侣吗 ？Yes. Krishna and Radha are the so-called soulmate.
Krishna and Radha is Krishna and his internal energy. They are one and they are one.
那么 Krishna 是Krishna 和 Radha 他们其实是因为 Radha 是 Krishna 的内在能量。
Is a manifestation personification of Krishna's love.
所以呢，这个 Radha 呢，它是 Krishna 的爱的一个展现。
It's very difficult with our material mentality to understand that.
所以说，如果我们要是怀着这个物质的这种心态的话，我们是很难理解这一点的。
Fourth，
为什么说 Radha 是 Krishna 的内在能量 ？Why Radha is the internal energy of Krishna？
Because he is the internal energy of Krishna。
因为它是 Krishna 的内在能量。
It's the energy of love。
它是爱的能量。
Krishna's love takes on the form of Srimati Radharani。
所以呢 ，Krishna 的爱呢是以 Radharani 的形象展现出来的。
Because all the energies of the Lord are personified.
因为 Krishna 所有的这个能量呢，全部都是有人格的。
So Radha is Krishna's internal energy, as Maya Devi is Krishna's external energy.
所以 Radha 呢是 Krishna 的内在能量，而 Maya Devi 呢是 Krishna 的外在能量。
Material energy is also Krishna's energy.
是物质能量也是 Krishna 的能量。
And it's subdivided in so many other energies.
而且呢，这些能量呢，又会把它给这个分割成很多其他的能量。
Next.
人们一直说，你们一直说物质世界没有真爱，那我们还需要婚姻吗 ？You always say that in the material world there is no genuine love. If that is the case, do we still need marriage?
No, we don't.
不需要。
In the material world, there is no love. There is only selfish interest of enjoying ourselves. So we want others to contribute to our enjoyment.
那么在这个物质世界呢，确实是没有这个真爱的，因为呢，你只是为了 要满足自己的这个利益而去享受其他的人。
So love in the material world turns into lust.
所以说呢，这个物质世界里面的这个爱呢，就转化成了色欲。
Lust means I'm interested in my enjoyment first. I love this person. I like this person as much as this person contributes to my enjoyment.
那么这个色欲也就意味着是，我是为了要满足我自己的这个利益而去爱这个人。那么我比如说我爱这个人，但是首先呢，这个人他先要去满足我自己的这个利益才行。
So the marriage between devotees encourages so the devotees they can learn how to serve each other instead of trying to enjoy each other in each other's sense gratification. Help each other in serving Krishna.
那么这个奉献者之间的这个婚姻呢，实际上是被鼓励的，因为呢，在这个奉献者的这个婚姻之中呢，就可以让彼此之间去学会着怎么去服务彼此，而不是去享受彼此，然后彼此去进行这个感官享乐，而且呢，两个人之间呢，也可以彼此扶持着去学着怎么去服务 Krishna。
嗯 ，so how to transform this lusty tendencies into love？
我们的如何把这个色就是色欲的这种倾向，把它转化成爱
？Number six。
Number six， 不永恒并不代表不是真爱吧？保持临在，保持感情的纯粹，那不就是真正的爱吗？多美好，婚姻不就是让我们修炼无条件的爱吗？ So the non-eternity is not doesn't mean that it's not the true love. As long as we can be present, we canKeep the purity of the affection. Isn't that a kind of a genuine love? That is very beautiful. And also the marriage itself is made us to practice the unconditional love. Is that right?
Not really.
不是的。
Love is only manifest when it's offered to Krishna. When we offer to Krishna, when you try to satisfy Krishna, to serve Krishna, and helping our partner to satisfy and love Krishna, then we really love each other.
就是只有当这个爱，它是把它供奉给 Krishna， 然后呢，要让这个 Krishna 开心的这个前提下，然后呢，去帮助对方也能够去爱 Krishna， 去服务 Krishna 的这样的一个前提下，这个两个人才能够真正的爱起来。
That's why the center in a marriage life is Krishna.
那也就是因为这个原因呢，使得为什么说我们的这个婚姻的中心是 Krishna？
We cooperate, we help each other in serving Krishna better and better.
那我们呢是会彼此相互扶持着，能够更好的去服务 Krishna。
And because we help each other in serving Krishna, then we can become the best friends of each other.
那就是由于我们帮助着彼此去服务 Krishna， 使得我们两个人成了最好的朋友。
And this is real love.
那这个就是真爱了。
Because we're helping each other to love Krishna.
因为呢，我们帮助彼此去爱 Krishna。
Krishna should be the center of our love.
那么 Krishna 呢，他应该是我们爱的中心。
Otherwise, we will think in terms of our own interests.
那否则的话呢，我们只会去想着我们自己的利益了。
And we say interest means material interest, my own sense gratification.
那么在这会儿我们说的这个利益呢，是我们的物质的利益，也就是说呢，我自己的感官的享乐的利益。
Because our real interest is not separate from Krishna's interest.
那么因为我们自己本身的这个利益和 Krishna 的利益是没有分开的。
So by trying to please Krishna.We are helping each other. We are helping ourselves.
所以说呢，我们让 Krishna 开心，也就意味着我们是在帮助彼此，在帮助自己。
Bhakti, love for Krishna, this is real love.
那么 Bhakti 也就是说呢，为 Krishna 的爱，这才是真正的爱。
So as long as we engage in Bhakti and we encourage our partner to engage in Bhakti, and we engage in Bhakti together, then we are showing really love for each other.
那么只要我们能够这个让自己去从事八戒的活动，然后帮助我们的伴侣去从事八戒的活动，以及我们一起去从事八戒的活动，这就能够展现出我们是真正的真爱了。
Okay, thank you very much for your question.
Ashwanshu, do you still have a few minutes? I have a question. Can I ask or put on hold?
Okay.
对不起啊，我有一个问题。Yesterday, I watched a documentary about the animal protection. It is about some of the animal like elephants and also like the rhino. They have been greatly tortured by humans to get their tusk and the horns. So my question is that if the animal has any karmic reaction at all, because all of the animals has been treated equally, even in the miserable way. You know, some of them has been killed halfway through, just cut their tusk and let them to dead in a very gradual, slowly, very tortured way. But some of them just be shooted directly and dead very quickly. So we're wondering, are there any karmic links over there to make the animals to have a different fate? 我想请教阿叔的这个问题，就是因为我昨天看了一个跟动物保护相关的一个片子，那这个片子里面呢，就讲到这个人类用各种各样残忍的办法去为了要得到这个象牙或者是犀牛角，然后去残害这些动物，但是他们就杀动物的这种方式呢，其实有不一样。有的呢是就把这个动物给弄得半死不活的，把这个象牙给割掉了以后，然后就让这个动物在那儿这个等死。然后有的呢可能就是一个挺快的一个方法，就把这个动物的这个生命就给结束了。所以我想请问阿叔，就是这样的这个动物，他们有没有任何的这个业报的暴力的这种反应在这儿，而导致了他们有各种各样不同的这个怒目？
No matter how you're slowly killing or quick killing is terrible. It's a terrible karma for the animal.
Yeah, 就是无论是这个是慢慢的让它等死，还是快行的把它给杀死，其实这对于动物来说呢，都是非常可怕的业报。
But the animal is suffering that as a result of his activities, the sinful activities that he performed while in a human form.
Okay, 那么就是这个动物它在这个慢慢的这个痛苦的等死的这样的这个动物呢，也就意味着当它之前在人类的这个新身形下做了非常罪恶的这种活动。
So actually, we should feel more pity for the poor hunter because he is going to suffer such a terrible karma because of doing that.
那事实上呢，我们应该对就是这些可怜的狩猎者表示更多的同情之心，因为由于他们这么做了，而导致了他将来会为这件事情会大受其苦。
The animal is paying for his bad karma, so at least he's getting free from that. But that man who is killing in that way is accumulating so many bad karma that he's going to suffer later on.
那么这个就是痛苦的死去的这个动物呢，虽然值得同情，但是由于他是在燃烧他自己之前的这个业报，他这么做了以后呢，他就会从他这个业报里面解脱出来。但是呢，就是杀动物的这个猎人，他却是通过做这个事情再去为他自己的这个坏的这个业报之后的这个报应再积攒更多的恶报。
But nothing happens to each one of us by chance. Whatever suffering we are imposed by somebody is not by chance.
但是呢，我们每一个人所经受的任何的这个痛苦，或者说是被别人让我们所处在的这个痛苦的这个境地，它都不是无中生有、空穴来风的。
It's all because of karma.
那么所有这一切呢，全部都是由于业报所致。
But we don't have the right to be the ones that is going to give the bad results to somebody.
但是我们不能够让自己成为那个把一个坏的结果去给予某一个人或者动物的那个人。
Krishna uses the antar because the antar has sinful desires. Krishna uses sinful desires to make the animal pay for his karma, but the sinful antar is going to have to pay for his sinful desire.
那么实际上呢，这个由于这个动物它有这个需要要去解除的这个罪恶的这个业报，使得 Krishna 他就运用了这个罪恶的猎人去做这件事情。那 Krishna 之所以用他的原因呢，是因为他有这个罪恶的愿望，这个欲望导致。但是呢，由于他有这个罪恶的欲望，并且他做了这件事情，就导致了他之后要为这件事情而受苦。
Okay.
Thank you, Vashu. Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees.
所有的荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。
Devo, Devo.
Devo, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.百困的知音服务员聆听今天的早课呢，就到此结束了。非常非常感恩慧山巴拉德法布阿叔为我们的精彩讲述和对所有的这些问题的耐心的解答，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢哈迪玛拉吉为我们安排的这么好的平台。祝大家在慧山的知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日，然后明天呢就是大年的这个除夕了，我在这里面给大家拜一个早年，祝大家猪年吉祥，幸福快乐，Hare Krishna。